Call to order. Highlight Rural Fire District. Reminder to the public that meetings are being recorded. Is there any public comment on matters not included in the agenda? Okay. Highlight consent agenda. Do I need to pull anything or do I have a motion to approve?
Motion to approve as presented.
Second.
Wald.
Aye.
Ken.
Aye.
And Justin.
Aye. Oaths of office for Justin and Ken Biedemann, another 3-year term.
Thanks, guys.
you're doing this too next time.
Only if she's still here. We'll see.
Yeah. The answer is yes. You're a young guy yet.
Got a couple
of years. Do we need to say anything?
Unless you want me to officially swear you in. Affirm you in.
We so affirm.
I'm just going to say this and you can say yes.
Okay.
I do solemnly affirm that I will support, protect, and defend the Constitution of the United States and the Constitution of the State of Montana, and that I will discharge the duties of my office with fidelity, so help me God.
I do.
Yes.
Thank you. You are in for 3 more years.
Okay. Thanks again, gentlemen.
Election of officers.
I guess I would suggest I'm comfortable with the slate of officers that we currently have. That being Justin Miller as our chairman, Pete Geddes as vice chair, Ken Biedemann as secretary, and Walt Zydak as treasurer. If there's any objection, I'm open for discussion.
I second.
Walt. Okay. Walt.
Yes.
Ken.
Yep.
Justin.
Yes. Am I allowed to do that?
Yes.
Usually I don't.
You don't, and there's enough people here, it doesn't matter. We're good.
DNRC contracts.
So the DNRC contracts up for the fiscal year of 25. Basically, it just has the rates for the equipment and then for the personnel. So that if we do send equipment and personnel out, we get paid for that. And in there also is the reimbursement for any backfill that we may have for any paid staff that go out so that we can fill those positions with overtime and we're not at a deficit.
Did we get an increase?
I don't believe that there
was. Is it the same?
I think it's the same.
The apparatus is the same, but because the staff received a raise, it's based on their increase in their salaries.
Oh, nice. Mm-hmm. That's good.
There's no increases because it's cost more to buy a gallon of gas or anything like that?
No. No, it's wear and tear basically on the apparatus, not fuel in any way. So that stayed the same.
We get the new equipment, then?
If we got new equipment, it would, and was added to it, it's probably off the value of that, whatever piece of equipment that is.
It's state rate. They set the rate for, say, a structure engine versus a tender versus a brush
truck. All engine types are the same.
Yeah. Well,
across the board.
Structure engines would get paid one thing, tenders get paid a little bit less, brush trucks get paid
a
little bit less.
But for every department?
For every department, it's across the board.
Okay. Cool.
Same.
So if they do an increase in 5 years, we'll get the increase.
We'll get the increase.
Cool.
And who negotiates those? What's that process for?
I think the DNRC actually sets that. Hmm.
So is there input from fire chiefs or does anything that goes into that sausage making process?
Yeah, I believe there's discussion through the state chiefs there, but I don't know if they have a lot of sway with the state, to be honest with you.
Yeah.
Because the state rate has stayed pretty close to the same for quite a while now.
Mm-hmm.
Any other discussion? Do I have a motion to approve?
Motion to approve DNRC contracts as presented.
Second.
Walt?
Yes.
Ken?
Yes.
Justin?
Yes. Discussion and decision, audit contract, Amatics.
So I gave that information when we went over the contract the first time, and we had major sticker shock because we thought the numbers had basically doubled. And what in fact happened was Amatix had combined, in the past they had only done the audit when we had done the original contract for the last previous 3 years. They picked up doing the financial statements and the footnotes. So in fact, last year we were billed $16,500 for all of that work. What they had done in their contract presented for the proposal this year was combine those two functions. So their proposed contract for this year was $17,500. In fact, only a $1,000 increase from what we had paid last year.
Perfect.
So after the light bulb went on and we realized that, I wanted to bring it before the board again to see if they were interested in signing a three-year contract, given the rates were very competitive to what they had paid last year.
So what is the breakdown, 17.5, then what's it go?
Fiscal year 25 would be 19,000, and then 26, 21,000.
Okay.
So you're looking at an increase of 4,500 over 3 years.
That's about 10% a year, all right in there, mm-hmm. in that area.
It's not terrible.
All right.
Yeah, I didn't know. I'm not going to let Cheryl take all of the blame on that. I didn't catch that detail either when we were looking at it, so I'll acknowledge partial culpability for that. But yeah, I mean, when we started looking at it, or Cheryl caught it, when we started looking at it, apples to apples, it really is a reasonable increase when you take into consideration both of those functions aggregated together in one contract.
Okay. Do I have a motion to approve?
Motion to approve audit contract as presented.
Second.
Walt?
Yes.
Ken?
Yes.
Justin?
Yes. I'm trying to beat Pete's record.
We're well on our way.
Replacement of fire station. Any new updates on that?
There is no new updates on that. I think the work begins when the chief gets back.
Okay.
To start working on that.
Okay. Fire chief's report.
So we ran 55 calls last month of May, which is actually an increase from the previous years, which has averaged out to be about 38 over the last 5 years. So we're up quite a few calls. I thought 55 was pretty low because we're standardly doing 60, 65. But so we ran 295 calls so far this year. We got 46 members. We continue to work for overnight command, as you know. We're at 5. Command officers, one's gone for summer employment, and he should return, I think, in October. And another one graduated from nursing school in May, and he just got accepted to an internship and a job, basically, in Georgia. So he will be leaving the end of June. So that'll drop our numbers down to... really working numbers is, I think we'll have 3. So we're gonna be a little short for a little while. One of our prospective new command officers just got hired in Bellingham, Washington as a career firefighter. So I just keep stretching and trying to figure that out. But we have paid overtime for some shifts if Brian and I are gone at the same time, or like this last week where Brian was gone and we had to get it filled. So they're super willing and flexible to help cover that. I think with the next fiscal year, we'll be able to cover that with paid staff until we get that built back up. And we're working really hard at getting that built back up so that we stay on top of it.
So getting down to 3 or 4 with the paid overtime, we're capable of pulling that off for a while?
Yeah, we'll be able to pull that off until we get some more people trained up and in position. Most biggest problem is right now is we're just waiting for them to get some experience. So I think in the fall, I have at least 2 more, mm-hmm. potentially 3, mm-hmm. that we can get trained up and help start filling those gaps. Yeah.
Hopefully this trend line will...
That's our goal. We're working really hard to get that trend line keep going. Honestly, I'd like to be at 10. If we can build it up that much over the next year or so, just so that when we do have a deficit, it's not a huge deficit.
Yeah, that's awesome.
But that's our goal. I didn't foresee some of this stuff happening. So it just happens. I didn't know that one of our members was going to get a job that fast. Yeah. Right? I knew Kerbel, who just graduated from nursing school. I knew he was short-lived, but we were hoping to get a little more time out of him. He was hoping to get a little more time in Montana, but this internship started, and they're like, you got to have a start date of this. So,
yeah. So kind of that's what happens when you produce good quality people,
we
right?
We do. That is true. We got 7 firefighters living here. We've already got the 8th room filled starting in August, as soon as she comes back. So this place will be full about mid-August. We have 4 firefighters at Cottonwood currently, and we have 3 at Ray. One of those is our current captain that's getting his job in nursing, and so we will lose him. But I just confirmed just before the meeting that we're going to pick up one of our firefighters who injured herself, went home for rehab. She will be back on the 8th of July. So
and she's interested in moving into...
She's going to move into Ray. Yeah. And then I have a few more interests for the fall. So I think we can get this place pretty well filled up and keep it filled up through the school year at least.
And speaking of Ray, 2 things. And so what are we currently, what's the base rental rate for Ray? Per individual that they
$700. It's so based on the calls,
right,
that
calls,
they
but
do.
What are they starting?
I believe base
$750.
That's the base that they work off of.
Then they work off of that.
Right.
Okay. But I will tell you this: in order to keep Carbell around through the summer after he graduated, he's actually doing 10 shifts every 4 weeks of command, and in return, we're giving him free rent. And then we have a brand new firefighter that wanted to move into the station that we just didn't have room for at one of the other 2 stations. So he is living there, and he does a Wednesday night shift, and he does every 3rd weekend here. Mm-hmm. So he's working hard for his rent.
Yeah, that's pretty. Yeah, so you're 10 calls for $750.
We get 10 nights for 750.
Nights. Yeah, that's pretty good.
He's been helping us out big time in this deficit, which is how we're able to fill most of the week right now, which is what I was really hoping to hold him on to him through until the end of August. Mm-hmm. But unfortunately, he had to go because...
Yeah. Well, that sounds like a win-win if we can get more people.
I was thinking win-win, plus we're getting about, what does it average out to be? 60, 20, 32 hours of roughly a week out of the other gentleman.
Sure.
And we're tying him in with the other crews, so he's getting really good mentorship. And like, he's coming here and staying. Now, when Brownell gets back, we'll probably run her and him, I'm thinking, at least one night a week over there. And potentially we might get some younger, newer firefighters in that may want to move in there for no rent, which means they're going to end up working shifts, and we'll just up our Cottonwood staffing with a crew out of Ray. So during the week, they can run out of Ray, and that just gets us up to 4.
Yes.
So right now, the trend doesn't seem to be to pay rent. They want to figure out how they can get housing. Mm-hmm. So I've been really flexible with working out like what's adequate, what's fair to us in the district.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, if we can work out arrangements where they're contributing to the district and in return getting that free rent, that's a win.
That's been successful lately because we had such a hard time getting renters in there. That it's like, well, what else do you want?
Mm-hmm. Sure. So
trying to keep it full.
Related to Ray, I can ask after you complete, but maybe you don't have the information, but we could look into it. I'm just kind of curious. Maybe think of the hot tub arrangement with the parking over there. I know we're. I don't recall exactly when we sunsetted out of that arrangement, and where they did the work on the parking and pulled out some of the material and put in some base and gravel. And I know there was a sunset on that arrangement, and just in the interest of our constituents, if that thing is sunsetted, do we need to have conversations with Mountain Hot Tub with regard to rental of that parking area?
That's a great question, and I don't know the answer.
I know I'm putting you on the spot a little bit.
I just don't remember how we wrote that.
Yeah, I
thought they just got to use it until we decide to build something.
Well, I thought we had a sunset in there because there's only a certain amount of value to the gravel pit. They did work that's valuable. And there's material, hopefully, that we can salvage to repurpose when we build. But obviously, it doesn't have a in perpetuity sort of value. And I thought we had written, and maybe we did, I thought we wrote some sort of sunset in it, but just maybe we should look into it.
We'll look into it.
Mm-hmm. I'll email the contract out. Sure. So everyone can take a look at it.
I've looked at it.
Do you remember?
It's embarrassing.
Okay. Let's see. Myers Cottonwood, Ray. We're still filling our Monday through Friday shift, 7 to 7, which is doing pretty well. Out of the last academy, we moved most of them in, so we didn't get a lot for day staffing because a lot of them filled the beds, which is a good value to us. Out of this new group, you plan to have them done by July 1st and all tested out and ready to go. We've already moved some of those folks in because they needed housing after school was out, so they're already here working shifts, running calls, and finishing up the academy. So that's working out really, really well. We'll pick up four that will end up on weekday shifts.
Is that the washing machine?
I think it's the air conditioner. Air.
I think it's the air.
It sounds rough.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. It's a, if it's the air, yeah, like a barrier, fan barrier or something.
We had 7 people go to up to CAT camp with DNRC and Helena and spend a full weekend running a training incident that was like a real wildland incident. It was actually really good for all of them. Prado, our mechanic, obviously went to try to get some stuff signed off. He came back fully signed off. Carded his engine boss, so that worked out really, really well for us. So that was time well spent. They had really good weather. It didn't rain on them like it did last year, so they were able to actually burn quite a bit, actually see live fire and do all the things. So that ended up being really, really good. Mac, with a little bit of assistance, put together a mass casualty incident simulation. We invited a bunch, well, we invited the whole county to come to that. We actually had pretty good attendance from a few of the districts. So we probably had close to 50 people there. It was a lot.
Where was that at?
We did it right out in the bay.
Okay.
Threw the command truck in there, set up the screen, put it all up there, and ran it. A huge success. Mac put a ton of work into it. It was a huge success. People are still talking about it. And it's been about 10 days. So that was really, really good. We will probably do that again for people in the county and our own people because they got a lot out of it. So we will try to add that into the mix. New fire chief at Central Valley.
Yes.
Jay Whitworth. So met him. Seems like a decent guy. See what happens.
Yeah, he came out of a high growth area, it sounds like, or something.
Yeah, so most of his career he was in North Vegas, I understand, and then he was a fire chief for a smaller district around Seattle. Mm-hmm. And then ended up retiring and came to Central Valley. Mm-hmm. So we'll see.
Yeah.
Has a decent background. Should be good. Greg Regard from Big Sky retired as the fire chief. They did hire a new fire chief. I still haven't heard if it's public. We're still having continuous EMS discussions with Gallon County. As Brian explained last month, that'll be an ongoing thing for a few months. We have gotten direction from the county as fire districts to kind of move forward and bring them information on that, see what that looks like, see what we can do about shoring up this system and turn it into a real system. We'll let you know what that looks like when we get there. It's going to take a lot of discussion.
What are they discussing?
Well, do we want to implement a EMS tax across the county and get a private ambulance service in here to provide transport for everybody? Do we want to put an EMS tax across the county and do fire-based and have fire departments opt into that and build a system, right? Because right now what we have is Central Valley, Big Sky, Hebgen, us, Bozeman, kind of everybody doing their own thing. Three Forks Ambulance is obviously struggling. So,
For the city of Bozeman, they're the ones who have the contract with AMR.
They are the only one.
And so, would the city of Bozeman stay with that?
City of Bozeman is looking at all the options. I think they're really willing to play. If we end up going to some sort of county contract, they're willing to do that. If we end up doing a fire-based, they're willing to look at that and see what's going to be best for... Everyone's willing to look at it and see what's best for the taxpayer.
So if they do a county-based and they... or a fire department-based system, so are they going to have mills that go across the whole county, including the municipal areas?
Correct.
So it'd be one mill for the whole county.
One mill for the whole county. That would help offset the cost to departments like us who are already doing those things that want to help support that system.
So would the share arrangement then of the revenue generated by the mill be based on call loads or that sort of arrangement? Or how?
One of the discussions we're talking about is volume. Right, so it'd be based on how much volume you're taking. So that's about all I can tell you at this point. It's still pretty
It's interesting.
It's going to be interesting.
But they try to make it objective then, and
try to make it very objective based on how much load you're taking, right? Sure. And then versus, like, we can fulfill that BLS role, right, for this area, or if we end up filling part of the BLS role on this side of the city, right, which is very doable, that would all have to come into factors versus the Bozeman would probably come to us for ALS. Probably out towards Ray, it would be Central Valley would come to us for ALS. But still very infantile. We have not had that discussion.
You're a paramedic?
I am.
Okay. So how many paramedics do we have now?
Currently, we have Mac and I, and I believe two volunteers.
Okay.
So we have four.
Nice. So do you guys do BLS with added capabilities, or?
We do. Mac actually has a box built for us. It has very limited ALS, right? We have no narcotics because we don't want to get in that game. It's just hard, and a lot of paperwork. So we have very limited first-line cardiac drugs, IVs, Narcan, that kind of stuff. It's pretty simple. We run a pretty limited ALS.
Yeah.
We don't get involved too much.
Yes.
But sometimes there's the need, and we do have to get things rolling.
Nice. That's cool.
So,
okay.
We are definitely helping out where we can.
Nice. So is AMR still only supplying 5 units to the county?
Three
units to the whole county?
2 ALS and a BLS truck during the day, 1 ALS and 2 BLS trucks at night.
That seems weak.
It's pretty weak. So, and again, if we want them to do something different, or we want a private agency to do that, we're going to have to subsidize that, in my personal opinion. So that's where the EMS tax would come in.
And then the county, so Hebgen already has, they have an ambulance district.
They do.
Is that correct? Yeah, so where would the boundary be drawn, that Big Sky, or where would that be drawn then?
There's been discussion with Hebgen, Big Sky, Central Valley. They're all pretty adamant that they keep their own districts, even if we choose to do something different, right? They've also said that they'd be willing to play if we do something fire-based and try to build a system.
So Big Sky feels as though they already have their system built. They don't really want to play in that game, then, is it? In the county?
They'll play with the county if we do something fire-based, I believe.
Fire-based, okay, yeah. I can see that.
If we do something private, they're going to just take care of their own.
Sure.
And Central Valley's already said they're already staffed up to take care of their own.
Yeah.
They're good. Mm-hmm. So.
But Central Valley would do fire-based, or do they feel as though they'd want to?
They'll play.
They'd participate.
Yep. They're definitely interested. And Jay has actually been involved in some of the very early discussions and wants to stay involved. The new fire chief wants to stay involved in that. And he's definitely going to look at something fire-based as a whole system if it works. So everyone's pretty, even Bozeman's been very good about, they say that, hey, if we can make this work, we'll play. So,
yeah. Cool. Does somebody at the county have a passion to fix this or make it work? Or
I can tell you that the county commissioners have a passion to get something in place that works better for the taxpayer. that was the discussion when we met with them. They were very adamant about we get something built that takes care of this everyone. They just want us to figure out what that looks like, which is easy. We just have to all come together and do the work.
So has anybody ever done any cost studies on IRAs versus kind of, you know, all the different options?
Yeah, we had that study done, in fact, right?
Right.
And it actually lines it out. What it comes out to be is it's usually more beneficial in a Firebase system because we have the infrastructure in place. And like Bozeman, Central Valley, Big Sky, Hebgen have the manpower.
Mm-hmm.
All right. So it's usually more cost effective to the taxpayer, Firebase.
To do. That's what I was thinking that was the.
Because we have the personnel and the infrastructure already put in place.
Mm-hmm.
So.
Yeah.
Chief's still on all his committees. I'm still doing my committee. Chief's still a fire warden. We're actually bringing money in on transports. Yay. We had no firefighter injuries in April. All apparatus in service. That's all I got.
Cool. Thanks for all you do. Trustee activities. We have our barbecue coming.
Next Wednesday. 26th.
Okay.
Somebody fix the sign up the street.
Every day.
Every day.
Announcements. Next meeting. July 16th.
That's what I have.
Everybody good?
Yep.
This will be a special meeting too because we will be swearing in the recently graduated recruiting class. How do you want to say that?
Cool.
The new firefighters.
Nice. Okay.
And they're pretty, just so you guys are aware, they're already asking about what the dates are because they're inviting friends and family. And so as soon as we set that date, they're going to be excited because people are coming.
July 16th.
Yeah.
You got to get that out.
Cool. We are adjourned.